when I first started on Anchor, I shared some waves on the concept that the only true currency we use is appreciation. That the energy we call money, the exchange of energy from one to another, is typically done as an appreciation value proposition. In other words, how much do you value and appreciate that is, which you change and exchange your currency of time for. And I had heard this lie told for so long about the starving artist, the paradigm of the starving artist, the inability to feed oneself with their creativity. And I set off to flip that around, throw the juxtaposition, put the mirror on it. What's the difference? What's the opposite? An abundant artist, creating in abundance. And how do you create abundance through creation without selling out, without advertising, without selling someone else's product with your creative energy? And that was my dilemma on YouTube. I tried monetizing some of my videos, and I didn't want to make people have to sit through a commercial in order to watch my video. And then on top of that, YouTube took away a couple of mine that I had put because it had some arbitrary song in the background that somebody else claimed rights to, and put the advertising to them, even though it was my creation, that I was just using that as, you know, just background. It wasn't important. And I was stuck in this dilemma for quite a while. And then the blockchain came along, and technology started getting built, and ideas of decentralizing these concepts started coming forward. And I recently found a little tool built on a blockchain, the Steemit blockchain, and it's called dtube.video. And what's unique about it is that there's no advertising, there's no central authority telling you what you can and can't post, and no one has the right to take your video down because it's basically just a pointer. They're using the blockchain to do this pointing type of a thing. And don't ask me all the details, I don't fully understand it. But what I do understand is that I saw a painting that somebody had put up there that had already, in 7 days, earned like $7.60 worth of likes and ups and these things. It pays out in this cryptocurrency as kind of an appreciation token, if you will. But you can convert it into Bitcoin and sell the Bitcoin locally and have money. There was a guy talking about how he was supplementing his YouTube adpocalypse money deficit by moving his stuff to this new platform. And so that's really exciting for me, because that means I can now put the energy behind my creation and have a place that fairly shares it and that likes and appreciation for it can earn it value. So that brings me to my other topic of, I heard somebody say the other day, I think it was Unreal Radio or somebody, I know it's been voiced by many people here, that, man, if I could just do this all day long and earn an income from it, wouldn't that be amazing? And I thought about what Anchor is doing in trying to recreate radio, and what I'm trying to do is recreate the conversational flow that happens in a shared space that we experienced in the first Anchor. And last year I created over, I think it's over 10,000 waves. I haven't actually done a count on my archive, but it's ridiculous. And at the end of that year, all this time and energy I'd put into creating all these beautiful conversations and this shared co-creation and a centralized location broke that. Broke the links. I was not given a choice. I was giving all of my audio, but it's completely out of context, so I have no idea who it was referring to or any of that stuff. So in many ways, it's completely useless. I mean, yeah, I can go back through and pick different things, but I had no way of marking it or tagging it or really, I didn't realize that it wasn't going to be there. And so I thought about, if they can do that with video on the Steemit platform, then I should be able to do it with audio. And right now, SoundCloud is in a big problem also, because they're not making money and they're not finding a way to be able to monetize it. And I thought, wow, what if you could make a platform that was kind of like what we're dealing with here, but you could do audio in long format, and because it's more of a pointer type based thing and it's non-centralized, it can be replicated in multiple different locations, kind of like a bit or like a torrent, but he was using a different tech. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it basically propagates across the network and is shared by multiple people and shared back and forth and whatnot. And so if they can do that with video, audio is a lot smaller. And if we could make it to where when you got applause or people liked it and appreciated it, it used that Steemit type platform to also then generate a a cryptocurrency that comes back to you that then you can use to convert into Bitcoin or whatever other cryptocurrency and be able to spend it on other things you appreciate. But also by creating content and having appreciation, that it would automatically rise up through a natural algorithm, not somebody picking and choosing, you know, what is featured and what's not and that kind of thing. And so I think if we combine the two of those together, a way to create, a way to archive, and a way to conversate, and a way to share music, and a way to get paid for it, we've got a lot of abundant artists that are just waiting to be born. This is Aloistic Artists and my thoughts on creating an open, decentralized audio platform for conversation and song, audio and fun. Thank you for listening. Call in with your ideas, questions. All right, so I guess I should explain a little bit, at least what I know of the Steam It platform. It's steamit.com. And you can sign up on there and create a wallet. And then that wallet has a couple of different keys in it. One of the nice things about this particular blockchain is that it's a very rapid blockchain, and it does not require it has no overhead as far as when you send somebody if you send somebody 10 Steemit coins, right, they're going to get 10 Steemit coins. There's no transaction fee. And I don't fully understand how it all works yet. I'm still learning about it. But I believe at this point in time, I'm going to move all of my web assets over to that platform, because it's like a blogging platform. So as you create stuff, I don't know. I guess I'll explore it and let you know as I go. So, but kind of the concept behind it, it's kind of like when you create value in it, like people appreciate it, you get more coins, and then I don't know how the coins are mined after that, like I said, so I'll have to do some research on that. But I do know that the coins are worth about $1.50 right now. You know, and bitcoins are hovering the 3,000 to 4,000 range right now. And so I saw Bitcoin move about some at the beginning of this year, and it's just gone up and up and up. I remember buying it at it was around $1,000 or a little under $1,000 when I first bought some Bitcoin, and now it's already up to $4,000. So the neat thing about that is that there's something that I've always wanted to do with my artwork, which is share in the abundance of that creative inspiration. So, for example, let's say somebody here on Anchor inspires me to do a painting. And I take that painting and I make a video of doing that painting. I make a print of that painting and whatever else I want to do with it. And then I put that content up in these different places that can gather appreciation and be exchanged for the cryptocurrency. Well, since it's smart money instead of this dumb money we've been dealing with, you can set up and write little contracts for each one. So that means that I could have something that was inspired by a person, and then all the revenue that is generated from that particular piece of artwork from now until the rest of time, a portion of that, 50%, whatever, end up deciding, goes to that wallet of the person that inspired me. And they're free to do with it whatever they want. They can tip other people, they can convert it into money and spend it, but it would give me the ability to be able to give away my art and my creation and still have return for myself and others. And that's something I could really get behind. I could really see a lot of creativity flowing through that kind of a win-win concept. So call in if you got any thoughts on this idea of hyperabundance for you and others. You're listening to The Aloistic Artist right here on anchor.fm. That's for now. Soon we shall see. what's so cool is this dtube.video was created by one guy in his spare time in between jobs in 6 months. And yeah, it's a little rough around the edges, but so was YouTube when it was born. And dtube, not the best name in the world. You know, I guess it's going for decentralized tube. But, I love the concept that being creative, sharing your thoughts and your insights, and helping others can actually be the source of benefit to be able to have that abundance. You know, I've got a lot of different things that I'd like to share that I've been resisting of putting it in a place that I had to continuously pay for year after year through either them mining my data or paying for my attention with advertisement and other places. So seeing these new decentralized concepts coming together to where we can free ourselves from that system is super awesome. I'm pretty stoked right now. I'm trying to think of who can I call in to their station and share this about. I want to talk to people about this. And see, that's where having that open platform to where you could just reply, right? Yeah, we can go in and type some words on the bottom of it. But shouldn't we also be able to record and go, hey, that's a really cool idea. And then that conversation can break off on its own and keep going. And then you could go, you know what? I want to move that whole reply section into a new spot. I want to make that a main title of my subject or my concept or whatever. Because this new idea spawned out of this random chaos of this conversation. There were so many beautiful moments that happened in that conversational platform we called V1. And I'm my brain's running a million miles an hour. I can't even put words together right now. Okay, another good example. Right now, SoundCloud is about to go bye-bye, you know, because nobody's paying the bill, right? They're running out of money, because in our current hosting model, it's one big guy hosting all the things, and if you don't have a way to make money on it, you're out of luck. So, I think really the crossroads is right now for something like a SoundCloud that also has this audio conversation platform. Because imagine if you had that song and then people could give audio replies. You could have whole conversations that would start off of that song. And there's different ways of you know, making the app portion of it. That's where my buddy Rourke comes in. But I'm stammering all over the place. I've got a really neat idea of how to use this in mixed reality and in virtual reality also. And some neat things that could be done with this, because after all, it's just a data set that you're pointing to, right? If you're using audio, it's just you're pointing to a file somewhere. So You know, I was thinking about how at this point recording this audio is just I'm pushing this little button on my phone on this little app and talking into a little microphone, but with more and more people coming online, and oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh, and the what you could do in third world countries, oh my goodness, people could end up using that as a straight up currency. Because you really don't need a very complicated phone, and it's not a very difficult app. I mean, yeah, take some work to put all the stuff together, but Rourke's like Wile E. Coyote, super genius, just waiting to be let loose on a project. So I started talking about my ideas with audio and VR, and I had actually made some waves back last year musing about some of these ideas. There's a little app called The Brain, and it's this mind mapping tool that I played around with about 10 years ago. I used it to completely map out the pipeline. I didn't even know that term at the time, but basically the workflow pipeline for vehicle wrap design at my little brother's shop, 360 Wraps out in Texas, in Dallas. And I was trying to wrap my head around all the different pieces, and my brother totally had it in his mind. He could see everything end to end. And I was coming into it new, so I was trying to wrap my head around it. And I found this cool mind mapping tool that gave me these little, where I could create a thought, have parents, children, siblings built off of that. And but it was nonlinear. I could add a thought anywhere. I could connect any thought to any other thought. And it allowed me to create that full pipeline workflow from end to end in my awareness. And, you know, that file's long gone. Who knows where it went? You know, somewhere out in the ether. Those computers are long dead and gone by now. But that sort of a concept, you know, that's actually based on JavaScript. So I was thinking about using their, I don't know if they got an API. I'll have to look and see if they got an API for that. Because they do have a web page that uses the Java. And the thing about virtual reality and mixed reality is that you have the Z-axis and you have three-dimensional space. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if you're in your workspace, like say you're in your virtual workspace or your play space, and at any time you could call up your virtual memory. It's almost like your RAM, right? Your random access memory. And you could have this new thought, and since we can now use our voice to create audio and text, you could just speak to this bubble, and it would pop off that idea, and you could have your words create it rather than trying to type a bunch of stuff and different things. And then you could just drag off your different ideas to different points. I saw a tool just yesterday released that's a almost the same concept, but they're doing this kind of nested, buried type of an idea and using it to move you in and out of VR or in and out of these thought spaces, I guess, is kind of what they're looking at. And that's the thing that's so fascinating about the virtual, is that space is not a finite thing like it is here on the physical plane. You can have ideas within ideas and go inside of another idea in a virtual way to be able to see things from a different perspective or be able to make connections that, you know, like, I use that same kind of pipeline flow to, since I left there, well, here comes another wave. So after I continued on designing wraps as a freelancer as opposed to an employee, then the equation switches. Instead of trading dollars for hours, I'm now trading it for the overall project, which means that my efficiency of my use of time is my biggest asset. You know, as far as making and refining the process so that it's easier to approach, easier to replicate, easier to do, and less work. Because if you're getting paid the same per project, the more efficient you can make that project, the less work, the more return. I call it strategically lazy. It allows me to do the things that I want to do with my time instead of having to work all the time. Well, the only problem is I've been caught on this rat wheel, this chasing wheel, where every single project I do, once I'm done with that project, I never again receive any value from that project other than what I learned from it. And I was thinking about, how can I change that? How can I make it so that the stuff I create keeps creating back? So I, instead of getting creating once, paid once, I create once, get paid little over long time. You know, it's like I realized with my big fancy car paintings, 60, 70 hours, I could do a painting that sold for $10,000. Well, everybody goes, oh man, if I could do that, I'd be painting every single day of the week, da 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 da. Well, you get soon burned out if all you're doing is chasing those dollars. And I also realized that one painting in one person's house for that much money versus 1,000 that you got $20 on, right? Now you've made $20,000 with that same amount of effort, and you could give away the painting and still have $20,000. Which means that I could give the painting to whomever I choose. Wow. Which means I could actually share out for the people that appreciate and follow my work and my creativity. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. I can give away all of my art and still make money on it. Or still have people appreciate it and create a way for me to then do the other things I need to do. And that would create more of a residual income. So what I've been thinking about with this whole DTube video, this decentralized video concept, is I can now put together the how-to videos and share my whole process, end-to-end, everything that I know, and just put it out there. And help others that are coming along that are trying to learn how to do this, that would like to do this, a free way for them to be able to learn it. And then when they, if they appreciate it, they can come back and thumb up my thing and throw me a couple steam it or whatever. But if I can help other artists be able to create and earn the way that I've been able to create and earn from this work, I can free a lot of artists and create more abundant artists out there. And that's, I think, my biggest vision. You know, on the corner, Daco was talking about rocking the taco with a vision of an inspired world. And I'd like to add inspired, abundant world to my vision. Thank you for listening. The other neat thing is somebody's also already using the Steemit platform they either just launched it or are getting ready to launch it. It's a basically a Twitter clone that has the same kind of cryptocurrency background and the same kind of decentralized keeping, essentially. So that keeps big groups like Twitter from saying, oh, you can say this and you can't say this and you can say this and you can't say this. I think we're growing out of that phase where we're like, you know what, we're tired of being told what to do. I'm just going to go take my energy and play over here, and you guys can, you know, just fade into the background, really. Because we're growing out of that old paradigm. And this just excites me so much that I can finally put all my creativity towards really helping people and knowing that I can share that abundance too. Like, I was thinking about all the raps that I've done in the last 10 years. And I thought, you know what? I can go start putting that on Steemit and give away all those assets. I was thinking about going and putting them on the, you know, like one of those stock places or something like that. And I thought, you know what? No, I'm just going to put that in my section of my site. So when you watch my videos, this is going to be all the assets I've created on all the different raps. And then that way you got all these different layer styles and all these different things that I'd created over the time. And that way if somebody can take that, change the wording up on there, rearrange it, make it their own, and make some money off of that, and feed themselves and be an abundant artist, oh man, the depreciation will come back. I'm excited about this because this, you know, this even gives new life to things like podcasts. You know, right now they're all stored in different centralized locations and things. This same kind of concept could include the full podcast and have an RSS type feed coming off that. I don't know how that would work right now, but I'm sure with the brain trust that we have in our morphogenic field, we can figure it out. No, we can, because I'm already surfing that wave, man. So, oh my gosh, all my friends, everybody out there, just imagine at the end of the week, you look back and you're like, oh man, I spent a lot of time on Anchor or on whatever this new platform is. Like, let's just say, since we have Anchor right now, just imagine at the end of the week, if you had even enough money to go get a cup of coffee and sit there and enjoy it, eventually that more good you put back in and the more you share, the more it's going to reward you in that abundance to have more to share. Oh my gosh, think about all the creative giving that could happen. It's a beautiful time to be alive and waking up. So, if you got any thoughts, comments, questions, creative ideas about what you would do with a platform that paid you for appreciation, how much more time would you spend creating? You know, I started doing painting because it was something I would do whether I got paid or not. And creating is about creating.
Hello, Holistic Artist. This is A.A. Ron calling in. So I really liked your segments about decentralized audio platform. And I was thinking that maybe Patreon would be the way to go. If you get enough artists together on Patreon and a group of people that could actually put it together, and enough people that maybe want to be involved, want to support the idea, and then after you got it going, you would stop the Patreon and it would be a self-funding, self-fulfilling platform. All right, take care. Bye.
Double A, Ron. Hey, man, thanks for the call in. Yeah, that's a good idea, using Patreon to fund it. I was just planning on doing it with my friend and just coding it and setting it up and not asking for money to develop it. And then once it's developed, then set it more open. Oh, man, sorry, I just woke up. Okay, 4:00 PM. Wake up for the sunset. Oh, man. I probably should have woke up a little bit before I answered this call, but...
straight off the Dreamland Express line.
Yeah, I suppose one could use a Patreon type of a thing, but... for the development of it, I was went and watched a couple of videos on Steam last night, Steam It, because found out Steam It's kind of like a Facebook replacement and a Reddit replacement, and the upvotes and the curation. So, like, if you share it and you get it upvoted and stuff like that, you get a little portion of coin, and then the author gets the coin. So, helping promote something and it becomes popular, relevant, or appreciated gets both parties paid. And what I was thinking about was after the app was developed, it could just have a donation button or something like that to help continue the development of it, so that as people appreciate it and go, wow, this is really valuable, I like this, I'll kick a couple coins that way to help development. And then that way, I think something like that really needs to be more of an open development platform. Open sourced, so that it's not any one person's decision, it's the whole group. Kind of like the way Bitcoin is, everybody that's involved, that's interested, can have a say in it, so to speak. But then that way, like say you had a new idea for a feature or something like that, we could actually put together a little bounty for that feature and say, all right, we want to add this, it's going to take this much, we need a certain kind of program or whatever. And you could create a wave and say, everybody donate to this, and when we reach our goal, then we can get that new feature or whatever. So
community driven development would be really cool, because it has that same kind of upvote downvote thing, so the ones that get the most popular and get the most stuff would be the ones that got worked on first.
Instead of sitting in a closed room trying to figure out what people want, just ask them. And based on that same kind of upvote, downvote type of a thing, it would be really easy to figure out what...
Oh, gosh. What people wanted.
Alright, I need to make some coffee. I think I might go dream a little with Unity Eagle. She just went off to dreamland and I missed her because I stayed up too late. And we just crisscrossed paths, so.
Oh, man. Wait, thanks for your call.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna stay awake or not. Alright, ciao for now. I'll catch you guys next week.